Morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM and Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, your mob. To Deadly. Now, speaking of Deadly, I'm going to speak to Deadly sister, Tallulah Tillett, who just signed a one-year deal with the NRLW Cowboys team and got the sister on the line. Tallulah, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Sissy, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Okay, will do. It is, I'm from St. Paul Village, Moa Island, up in the Torres Strait. That's where my uncle's from. Also got bloodline out to Murray Island, Darnley and Mabiog as well.
Beautiful. Good footprint, my sister. Congratulations. Signing a one-year deal with the NRLW Cowboys. Congratulations, cowgirl.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. It's obviously very exciting to now have the Cowboys in the NRLW. Yes. We're looking forward to the season and what it's going to do for our North Queensland girls coming through the ranks as well.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk further about the competition and when it all starts and where you fit in. But tell us your journey first, because I know you played touch football. Tell us your journey, how it all started with you, please, sister.
Yeah, so for me, rugby league, I was born into a pretty big rugby league family and started playing footy when I was 9 years old for the Cairns Kangaroos. And touch football also became a big part of my life, and I was very lucky to represent Queensland and Australia in touch football. And then once I was 17 and old enough to start playing women's rugby league, that's when I started getting back into footy, and I haven't looked back since.
Yeah, too deadly, sister. And you played in the All-Stars this year, didn't you, not?
Yeah. So in 2022, I made my Indigenous All-Stars debut for the women's team, and we got the win last year, and then this year we travelled over to Rotorua and played over there a couple of months ago. Unfortunately, didn't get the win this year. But yeah, obviously, representing the Indigenous All-Stars, representing all our people and all our mob, it's a very special thing to be able to do.
Tallulah, and what position you play, sis?
So I play halfback, so sort of the one that I guess has to steer the team around and lead the girls around on the park.
Yeah, fantastic. And a bit of background when you're talking about a rugby league family. Big shout out to your beautiful father there, that's Stephen Tillett, who played for the Cowboys, former Cowboys player.
Yeah, so obviously he was at the Cowboys back when they first started in 1995. So I guess for me to be able to now be a part of the first women's team, it's a pretty special moment for our family to sort of follow in his footsteps. And obviously my uncle Nigel has played a very big part in rugby league up here in North Queensland as well.
Old Poppy, yes, fantastic. Now, give us the background regarding the competition. When does the season start for you, for the girls, and how long does it go for?
Yeah, so pre-season is expected to start on the 29th of May, so about 6 weeks away, and then the season is expected to start mid-July. So we're going to have 9 round games, and then there'll be a semi-final and grand final. So the competition's obviously expanding from what it was last year, which is exciting to see. Just really looking forward to getting into pre-season and getting our squad together.
Fantastic. And how many teams in the comp?
So this year there's now 10. So we've got the 4 new clubs, Cowboys being one of them. So it's very excited. Very exciting to see how the competition's expanding.
And when we're talking grand final, does that operate on the grand final day for the NRL men?
Yeah, so the women's NRLW grand final will be the same day as the men's. So that's obviously the game that you're going to be playing in at the end of the year. Obviously a lot of work goes into leading up to that as well.
Now, there's always a big conversation regarding women in sports and men in sports and regarding the payments, so to speak. Are you contract players? Are you paid to play?
Yeah, so we sign a contract for a period of time. And obviously this year they've started doing multi-year deals, which is very exciting to see, and obviously a good step in the right direction. So it's only going to grow bigger and better each year. We've also got to take, follow the right steps and all that sort of stuff to make sure that, we get ourselves in a good position for the years to come.
Fantastic. So the future looks bright. Congratulations, my sister. A big shout out to your beautiful family. Keep doing what you're doing. Train hard and enjoy that journey. And we'll see you at the top, Tallulah.
Awesome. Thank you very much for that, Uncle Trev. I'll talk to you soon, eh?
Take care, now. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
Diddly Young there. Tallulah Tillett just signing a one-year deal with the NRL LW Cowboys, and their first competition, first time in the competition for the NRL Cowboys for the girls, ladies. Great to see, and yeah, she played in the All-Stars game last year and this year, so it was a platform ready for her to run in the competition, and she just signed a one-year deal, so congratulations. Big shout out Steve Tillett, also former police officer up this way as well, so big shout out, brother, hope you're well. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
This my team, yeah. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team. Do this on the daily, to my lad Tigers, you McGrady. Can you remember the name? Hit you so hard like a Murray Boomerang. Run hard all day. Probably jump for feed up, Griffin Freeway. That's right. WAC, Ricky Wolf at the Rose Brothers. George George. Then there's RAP, Nathan Merritt, and Wesley P. Then there's WLC, Uncle Mike, R.I.P. Willie G. Tablum's got Ray Bill, Mira Pryor's got the trail. I'll always be proud, see, AB and Walk, the Yowie. And that's how it's done. Cody Walker, Bunjalan, coming through with nothing but the hits. And they beat Briggs Brothers, Will Smith, he's off to the try line. Jimmy Roberts, Bloodline, all heart, no quitters. Now O'Neill, Dennis Morin, Dean Witters. This my team, yeah. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing all this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. This my team, and I'm running the next team, yeah. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next group.
Give me the ball, I'ma run the ball up. Split them in half, kick back and watch me tear them apart. I'm the smallest man with the biggest odds. Something like Boy Huffy, Matty Bowen and Roy Byra. Coming at you, going back to back. Got the Southern Dingoes and I got Warriors with the side that's that. From number one to the bench, we got a mad pack. This our year to take out the All Blacks and beat the winners of the Koori Knockouts. So say what you want, try bring your best. In the engine room we got Joshie K, Adi B, Kawhi, Dave Fafita and Phil Dennis. Bala James, Billy Mack, putting on the mad shot swap. Defense tend to attack, Costo picks up the ball. Shows and go, backed up by Gaga, Selwyn Cobo. Baba boys backing up in support. It's hammer time, yo, war. Off to the dry line to score. Yeah, ain't nobody stopping me. My name Charlie, Jamal Fogarty. Then you got Wes Conlin, Percy Pega, Yaraba, Seahawks, Charlie Mega. You know we'll always be there. Expect a fail, worry Wiz, Obi Gaya and Bobby Blitz. I wear my jersey with pride like I'm under salt now. Or about a 9-9.
This my team, need to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team. Here to run a mock. I ain't doing this for me, I'm doing this for all us. Give me the ball and I run the ball up. You fight them and I fight the next team.
Karanda, Karanda.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Gagale jolome, gaginga magale bari. Marmali dau, wana baga bana ge yalu. Murame bawale, murame yolagi galabari bundage. Jolome bawale, murame yolagi galabari bundage. Let the river flow again. I can heal. Love is round the bend. I can feel. Yulagi langa nga da miri. Wanangi ani marmali malu. Wira la baga banagangi ani. Murame yolagi galabari bundagi. Dulame bawale. Murame yolagi galabari bundagi. Let the river flow again. I can heal. Love is round the bend. I can feel.
Yeah, that deadly track, there's Heal, Mitch Tambo here on your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your deadly program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0050. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Looking at the news, what heads up to the headlines today? Leader of Young Liberals will consider supporting Indigenous voice to Parliament despite party stance. And Patel Gray, the head of the School of Indigenous Studies at the University of Divinity, has told Q&A that the referendum on the voice to Parliament is not political, but rather a question that goes to the integrity of all Australians. The leader of the Young Liberals said he was open to voting yes on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. It was said that the current controversial surrounding Donald Trump will only embolden the former US president. An Indigenous Academy framed the voice as a vote after about the integrity of Australians. Professor Patel Gray was responding to a question from Q&A host Stan Grant about what the referendum may bring. What Australia needs to be conscious of is that it is not a political agenda. This is a moral and ethical agenda, and this will determine the integrity of Australia because individuals, individuality, every person has a role to play, Professor Patel Gray said. Whether they vote yes or whether they vote no is going to be the individual's question of integrity. Professor Patel Gray then called on Australians to look within as she painted a bleak picture for Indigenous Australians if the yes vote did not win. The statement from the heart is a statement from the heart, she says. Our people laid their soul bare to you and made themselves vulnerable in extending their hand to this nation and asking you to recognise us and give us a voice. This country has criminalised our children. They are highly incarcerated. We're even locking up 10-year-olds. What a shame to this country. And yet what you decide to, is going to determine our future. So there's a statement there from Professor there. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And like I said, 1 hour program, any topic you want to yarn about. And looking at other stories here, Shadow Attorney General Julian Lesser quits Liberal front bench to support voice to Parliament. Shadow Attorney General and Indigenous Australian spokesperson Julian Lesser has quit the Liberal front bench, making way for him to campaign for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Julian Lesser has spent the last decade campaigning for a voice to Parliament. He says he's been unsuccessful at convincing the Liberal colleagues to support a constitutional enshrined voice. Mr. Lesser was absent when Peter Dutton announced the Liberal policy last week. Opposition leader Peter Dutton last week announced the Liberals would not support a constitutional enshrined voice, with the Liberal leader vowing to actively campaign against it in the lead-up to the referendum. Mr. Lesser has been a long-time supporter of an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Over the past year, I've had many respectful discussions and my parliamentary colleagues about the voice. I have listened to their views and they have heard mine, but ultimately I have not been able to persuade them, Mr. Lesser said in a statement. He was absent from the press conference where Mr. Dutton announced the Liberal policy, which the leader said was to allow for Mr. Lesser to return to Sydney for Passover. While front benches are required to follow party policies, Liberal rules allow for bench benches to backbenchers to adopt a different position. My resignation as a front bench is not about personality. It's about keeping faith with an issue that I've been working for almost a decade, Mr. Lesser said. So that's where it sits in regard to the Liberal Party. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Who is this doing this? It's just a funky brother from the Baramish. Extra who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause I got to grow on barrel boys to feed. And every minute for my family is an hour of need. So what? You can handle the truth. Face my reality. To rely at least. Puff their happy little memories and crush the crown. I'm never bound to the academy. Who wanna come battle me? The native microphone title holder. The Northeast roller coaster. Oh yes, I'm rolling with the punches and I'm holding them back. Black, lyrical lobotomy with a frontal attack. Here is irreputable. Black is beautiful. My flow is energetical, aboriginal. Servers like medical from the urban original to the outback traditional. YRMC's in control, so you can let them know. Hey, who is this doing this? I'm just a funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's that on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I ring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause
Esther, who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang, bamboozling. This ain't no gammon thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Now money ain't nothing for that brother who never had none. So this is not about the wallong. Even though I got the bills to kill, I got the skills to spill. You know I can't stand still. All the way from Barraville to Broadway, found my thrills, getting it on and doing it my way. Traveling back roads and byways on the down, underground, hip-hop highway. Now by the way, what I mean is what I say, is what I eat. Fresh food for the thought, music is my recipe. Like these two honey, money attracts a lot of phones, like original flows. But this is not about the money or the fame, so please forget my name already. Inviting all the mob to the after party with the freshest of the fresh, the dopest, no hocus pocus. Super color brother linguist bringing this explosive. Energetic monster plan, I coach you and your program. Esther, who's that on the west side doing his thing and his thing? And this thing that I ring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Esther, who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing? And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? Been here before, here I come again. Swinging it like a ball, bouncing off a padded wall. With the method to my madness, I will catch it, let it fall. Here's the call, come on, come on. I'm bringing original fat beat-back rhymes from the mind of a survivor. Staying alive for more than 40,000 Saturday nights. But don't call me Travolta when I'm on the mic. I shine like the night, on Black Fuller's time I arrive, rocking it up and locking it down. I'm bringing it tight, alright. I think it's time to like turn down these lights. Turn your lights down low. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? For booty gunga ways, on these rhymes I sleep tight. Many out there like bedbugs trying to bite. But you be needing teeth tougher than Mrs. Marsh to get a bite of my style. Champion radio riders, could not really ride my wild style. Yeah, with just a flick of the wrist, twist of this tongue, I'm throwing off all comers one by one, step by step. By the time I'm done, I'm making everybody run. Come, join the party for your right to fight for freedom.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, from my eyes, no fixed address here in your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindigi Country as BBM Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. All right, now, Sydney Sympathy Orchestra appoints first Indigenous director, and that deadly brother is William Barton, First Nation composer and performer. And I got William on the line. A very good morning, my brother. How are you, bro?
Hello.
Hello, William. How are you?
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yo, I'm William Barton. I'm from Kalkadunga Mob in the Mount Isa region.
Yes. Represent, brother, represent. Now, congratulations on being appointed Sydney Sympathy Orchestra as a first Indigenous person to do so as a director, yes?
As a board member on the board of directors.
A board member, yes.
It's very significant and very special, and, you know, I share that success with my mob and, you know, helping sort of, I guess, contribute to the to our community, you know, and share that gift that was given to me by my uncle Arthur Peterson and mum and dad, you know, and you know, particularly in that classical world, you know, I see it as a very, you know, significant place to make change, you know, because you're I guess exploring a very Western world, but you know, because of that legacy of our mob, you know, we're able to, well, I think of it as a reinterpretation of our Australian landscape through that style of music, you know.
Too deadly, brother. So tell us how it all came about. Did you have to nominate, or were you nominated to become a director, board of director, with the Sydney Sympathy Orchestra? Tell us how that came about.
Yes, with the Sydney Sympathy Orchestra. No, that they gave me the call. I think with these things, you know, they're very, high level business people, both men and women on the board, and so, you know, sort of like they look at recommendations and they look at someone's career. And, you know, I've been in this industry for probably over 25 years, 30 years. I had my first orchestral concert when I was 17, straight from Kalkadunga country with the Queensland Symphony. And so my passion has always been to be a part of that, what I call the engine room of change, where, you know, you're not just a performer.
Yes.
You know, you're not just a performer. You're actually... It's a, you know, you're part of a statement, you know, musical statement of our landscape and legacy, you know, of our people. I just happened to embrace classical music because Mum grew up in the Emerald Springshore area, Carnarvon way, Bidjara mob, and you know, Mum used to play classical music to me as a child, you know, and before I was born into the world, and then, you know, that other spiritual side of things, you know, with Mum and Dad in Mount Isa with the uncles and aunties.
Yes.
You know, that's where that legacy stuff comes in. And I thought, even at a young age, you know, it feels special to connect that very Western music with our culture. Because if you look at old classical pieces like Mahler and Beethoven and everything like that, they wrote about the land, you know.
Yes.
They just write it down on a piece of paper, you know. Whereas, you know, our tradition is mainly, you know, that oral tradition of passing on culture. And so I wanted to find a bridge between the two worlds, like a thread, you know. And the thread is often very delicate, you know.
Of course.
Because you're dealing with cultural protocol as well, you know. And so I wanted to do it the proper way. And so, you know, it's taken me over some 20 years to be in that world, you know, to get my feet in that world in a proper way.
Now, the Sydney Sympathy Orchestra have been operating for, you know, close to two decades. Hats off to them in regarding approaching you as a First Nation man to become a board of director. It just builds bridges, doesn't it? And then you become a mentor for other brothers and sisters in the industry, yes?
Well, most definitely, you know. And again, it's about sharing that knowledge when you get to a certain level of musicality. And I guess in that sort of Western world, in this Western organisation, which is the Sydney Symphony, you know, it's high class, you know, but within that world, you know, you can make change. And so, you know, I won't ever forget where I come from, brother. You know, like I'm Kalkadunga all the way through. You know, and you'll see that in all my acknowledgements. Whether I'm, you know, I just got back from America last week in Chicago. And Boston way performing there, you know, I'm singing my Kalkadunga song, you know, which is about the passing of the culture from generation to generation to them mob over there, And, you know, going back all the way, my first overseas trip was with the Dunoosh brothers, Dunoosh dancers from Narraway with Uncle Boyd McLeod, and that we toured, and that was a very grassroots tour, you know. We went with the local mob over there in Canada and America and Hawaii, and, you know, that special connection, you know, that's always
exactly.
You know, as we know, always was and always will be.
And the other thing I'm picking up there, my brother William, is you're showing our young brothers and sisters out there is just keep performing, keep doing, keep acting, you know, and prepare yourself for the opportunity, and the opportunity will present itself, is what I'm picking up, brother.
That's right. You know, always think that there's going to be someone who wants that job more than you, and they're going to be training 100 times more than you. So you have to personally find that pace for yourself. You've got to be consistent and persistent, and know you're going to get knockbacks. But, you know, those failure moments, those moments of missed opportunity that you might think, they're a part of the process of success, you know. There's going to be many moments of like, oh, I can't do this anymore. But you got to trust your instinct. You've got to trust your culture as well, you know.
Exactly.
And your language, you know.
And look, our ancestors are strong from the other side, you know. So they are guiding you, and they're working with you, aren't they?
They are always by my side, brother. And you know that too, you know. And all of them out there listening, you know, it's about singing up country with your intention, you know. And even if you know just a little bit of your lingo, you keep on singing it, because you know that song is going to get stronger and stronger the more you do it, you know.
Yeah,
and so, you know, I remember singing that, writing that song that I did for a dedication to my mob when I was in my teens, you know, and now that song travels with me, you know, around the world, you know, I sing that, you know.
Exactly. Now, brother, being first Indigenous person to become a director, board of director with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, how's that work? Is it a monthly meeting and you're making decisions on guiding this vehicle in the future? I mean, talking about performances at the Opera House, I mean, you have a yay or nay say on that? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you make a contribution to, I guess, the unified voice in there, and sometimes, you know, you might not all agree on things, but so what I do is, from my 20 plus years of experience, is say, I think we need to engage, you know, these particular artists on this particular occasion, or, you know, there might be other legality things which, you know, I've got to get savvy about, and so I'm working within that Western framework, but, you know, I'm there 1,000% for, you know, the unified connection of how we can share our legacy in the appropriate way, you know. And, you know, I won't always get it right, but my intention is to get it right, brother, you know.
Well, we're all students for life, and we all need to be at the same table and have that conversation with open minds, open hearts, don't we?
That's right, because, you know, that's our vehicle there, you know. That's why I say it. That's why I use the term engine room of change, because I'm sitting with, you know, some very powerful people, you know.
They're sitting with a deadly brother too.
But you know, and that's what I mean. Like, I go in there with my legacy of my uncle and dad and mum and our people. You know, if I can talk on behalf of our mob and say, look, okay, this is where we can make change. Yes. And you know, we got to do it in an amicable way. I can't go in there, you know, wild way. I got to connect, because it's always about planting that seed and then acknowledging all the work that's been done by our aunties and uncles who have passed on, you know, and still who are with us today, you know.
My brother, you are leading from the front. Once again, congratulations, being appointed as the first Indigenous director, board of director, with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. Too deadly, needed a bit of colour, so there you are, my brother.
Please keep in touch
and all the best to you, my brother, and we'll yarn soon,
we'll
eh?
We'll do, and I'll come by the studio sometime.
Please do. Yo. See you, Cass. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's William Barton, and First Nation composer and performer, and also appointed as the first Indigenous director, as a board of director with Sydney Symphony Orchestra. So too deadly. Wherever he goes, he carries his dig with him. He carries songs with him, and his culture and spirit is deep in his veins. So fantastic. He just come back from America, as he mentioned, but you'll hear him perform everywhere, whether it be on a sporting arena or at the Sydney Opera House. He is too deadly, and great to see a First Nation person as a board of director with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. Too deadly. Have you say Yanup song, 1-800-422-416. Yanup with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumbrabib Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. A big shout out to First Nation Radio Stations across this beautiful country of ours, a deadly black network. Keep doing what you're doing, my mob.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
I'd like to thank Uncle Archie and my sisters, Titters, Dan Salt and Kev Comedy, paving the way for me and many to stand up tall, young black and deadly. I'm proud and ready. I'm the black prince to many, like Michael Long kicking goals on that telly. Yup, change that day, I'll change your mind, boy. Perspective, your way of life you may deny. I promise if we get this right, we'll be living in our day where our days are fine. But it makes me sad that we can't understand all this pain from stealing the land. And I'm a proud Aboriginal man. That's why I got our flag tattooed on my hand. Cause we're the oldest in civilization, yet we're the coldest in a hypocritical nation. So I'm waiting for the day that you're proud. All my people not mistaking us as patients on a race it and never answer minimal information.
A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man.
I was floating down this river and looked out the side, and I saw all this land get took. And yeah, I'm sick of all these white fellas thinking that they know better when they knew never. Yeah, and man, I stand up for what I believe. That's the answer, question time. Freedom of speech with a plan, but that's why I stand pants down with my hands up, bruh. I get asked about 3 times a week if I'm Aboriginal, but see, don't matter what the colour of your skin, where you've been, brother. Written in my blood, black history, brother. And I can feel it, man, the energy, the synergy. You mimic me deep down, the truth is you're sick of me. Napalina, Kuparuna, Niara, I'm from a Tulumpanga, Larapuna, yeah, Luchawitza. Love for Larrakia and NT, Noongars West, Curries, Murrays. All that love for all the Ghana mob in SA. They understand what I say, cause I talk like
it. Taking all of bow my knee as we're walking out the door, and they're leaving all of their loving, and she's telling him to let go. You can see it in the writing as we read it on your wall. She's a devil in disguise, and I'm a pawn to a lust, pawn to a love. Cause a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man, my man, my man, na, 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 na. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, 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 black swan.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of Mornington Island, the past, Kununa, present and emerging, Kununa, and my deepest respect to all the elders of this island.
Lado, Wanyi Garuwa, Wanyi Kara,
Gangalira,
Yanga,
the Gulf of Carpentaria,
Gulf of Carpentaria,
Mornington Island,
Mornington Island,
let's go.
Let's go.
Every time we go Buddha, out on a wall bar, yeah, Mornington Island,
Island.
This is our oh, the place so many waters I see. This is where I'm meant to
this
be.
This is where I'm meant to
this
be.
Mornington Island is waiting for me.
at night they fall on origin. Giddy gal, yeah, he that moon man. And there's a place where we stand up, we call Dublin, where we wait for that Liban, picking on his spear and with man. And everyone say, yeah, you see Dunyu. In the winter time, he will only travel one way.
That's Mornington Island. Big shout out. That's Naomi J here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And big shout out to the mob there, Mornington Island. Farah Linden, thank you very much, sister, looking after me when I was up that way. And big shout out to all the daily mob there at Mission Australia as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Looking at the headline for news again. Mining magnate Palmer weighs in and on opposing Indigenous voice in Parliament. Mining magnate Clive Palmer is considering joining the No campaign against an Indigenous voice to Parliament. The billionaire who spent $170 million on advertising for his United Australia Party during the election campaign will meet with Indigenous leaders and politicians before making a decision on whether to actively campaign. Prominent No campaign leader Warren Mundine hasn't ruled out a meeting with Mr. Palmer. So that's where it sits there in regarding that. Welcome to country. It is divisive and insulting. This is Andrew Bolt. Sky News host Andrew Bolt says Indigenous academic Marcia Langton made an offer he can't refuse when he declared if people vote no for the voice to Parliament, they won't get a welcome to country again. I wouldn't be the only Australian sick of being welcome to my own country. The one was born, the one in parents buried in. He said it's insulting, it's divisive, just like the voice itself, different political rights for people based on their race. So there it is. People have got their different opinions, haven't they? Your daily program, National Talk Black, add to the conversation here. 1-800-422-416.
In my blood.
Yeah, welcome back to your Daily Mob. National Talk Black, have you seen Yanup Strong? We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Brett. Good
morning, brother.
A few minutes left there to talk.
Yeah, have you say, brother.
I want to get back to the treaty thing. Yeah, I think that's being lost with all the voice. But when the Queen was alive, people used to say, oh, don't bother with this treaty, you know. Well, she's not alive anymore.
So you reckon Charles, King Charles should be stepping up now?
Well, there's no reason people... He's admitting that it's come out in the news that one of the older kings here had shares in the slave industry way back and kept the country from getting their independence and still crying out for a voice here, and there's no treaty or nothing. And I think that that's... The recognition, even we hear, this little word I worked out, we heard from Prince Harry there, that when he was a soldier, he killed 25 people. You heard that?
Yeah, that's right, yep.
Which is nothing compared to how much the Crown has killed in the whole over 200 years in this country. We've had this recent shooting. I would think that a treating would mean that, well, the men in blue now, they're still redcoats, really. There's still technically a war with no treaty in.
Yeah. Good point.
You know? I'm getting really back to the basic plain English stuff, which is what I am. And I would think that people shouldn't be able to draw, even without a treaty, that the police shouldn't be able to draw arms on Aboriginal people in regards to our recent event in Mareeba. I don't know, there's rubber bullets, but I just can't understand. Well, I was talking about a lot of people come out of the military, I've heard reports, and then they want to go into the police station, so they're militarised.
Yeah.
And so they're not the red coats or the men in blue, they're in their specialist operations.
Two different platforms, if you look at it.
Yeah, well, they're just different disguises of Crown oppression.
There's
a lot to say, but I just think that the treaty is really important, and this king wants to step up, or he needs to be tackled. And so there's a lot of people criticising the voice, and they're saying it's not going to get down to grassroots and people and stuff. But the point, and there's a lot of old people in there, but the point is, once it's established, eventually the young people will take that. But I think the treaty is the most important thing of all.
Yeah. Well, you're having a voice there, but you haven't got a treaty, you know?
And I
keep saying, Australia's the only first world country on the planet that doesn't have a treaty with the First Nation people.
That's right. This is the longest war in history. It's Australia. And people, when they can grasp that fact, there's no treaty here. There's no treaty in this.
So-called government ancestors built an empire on sand.
Yeah, there's no foundation to what they've done in today's world.
Well, they've done it wrong. If they wanted to claim it, take it over. They've done it wrong.
Well, you know, they're trying to get these internal treaties going. It doesn't have the oomph of recognition from England. The Union Jack's still on the country.
Yeah, exactly, brother. Exactly.
That's where the answer in Crown law is. Yeah, I just fitted one in because I was sitting there listening and I don't like to hear the airwaves.
No, thank you, my brother. But we'll talk soon, my brother. That's Tony Gibbs, and thank you, Tony, for your call and sitting there and just hearing the conversation. I thought you added to the conversation. That's what it's all about. Trendy Trev, got a sign off for you. Well, we've got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. And look, thank you for your company, you mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.